fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
For many weeks, people in small towns in the territory surrounding Frontier Town lived in terror of the Munson gang. Big Bill Munson had gained a reputation for ruthlessness and bravado as he openly led his outlaw gang in vicious raids. No one knew where the Munson gang would strike next. One town after another cowered in fear as Big Bill and his outlaws recklessly swept down, killing and plundering.
Get to cover! It's the Munson gang!
We haven't a chance against them!
While one town was counting its losses, another would be feeling the brunt of a raid.
Ho, ho, ho there!
Get the sheriff! Munson and his gang are coming! Here they come! Get off the street!
I tell you, men, we gotta be prepared. Big Bill Munson and his gang of cutthroats raided Rock Hill last night.
Well, the sheriff's got a bunch of men together. We'll give Munson a hot reception if he comes here.
Hey, hey, the Munson gang, they've come.
The sheriff's ready for him.
Sheriff's been shot down, his men scattered.
Munson will burn us out.
Get your guns, men. Let's give him a fight. Hey.
And so it was in town after town, until the name Big Bill Munson became synonymous with death and destruction throughout the territory. In his office in Frontier Town, Sheriff Two Gun Taylor held a conference with several deputies after Munson had staged a raid on a nearby town the night before.
Man, that outlaw leader, Big Bill Munson, is getting bolder by the minute. His gang is growing. Next thing you know, he'll think he's strong enough to pull a raid on Frontier Town.
Frontier Town's too big for Munson to handle, Sheriff.
He might not think so. His gang have a way of sneaking up and starting fires. Then when the folks are thrown into a panic, him and his gang ride in and take over. I say he's got to be stopped.
Yeah, but how?
If big enough posse gets together, goes out to hunt down Munson, that'd keep him under cover at least. We might get a line on his hideout.
The way him and his gang get around, they don't seem to stay in any one place very long, Sheriff.
Yeah, maybe so, maybe so. But it's better for us to be doing something than just be sitting down waiting for him to pull a raid here.
Yeah, the sheriff's right.
I'm with you on that, Sheriff.
We can get plenty of men for a posse.
Yeah, but what if Munson comes here while the posse's out hunting him? We'd be leaving Frontier Town wide open.
Now, wait, I've thought of that, too. We could get the men from some of the big ranches nearby to come here and keep watch while we're gone. I say it's the only thing to do, and the sooner the better. All right, then. We'll get the posse together and start out after Munson's gang this afternoon. Men can drift out of town by ones and twos, and we can meet at Rimrock Bridge. I'll get busy and get a big posse ready to ride.
That afternoon, Tonto, Indian companion to the Lone Ranger, returned from Frontier Town to their camp in the Enchanted Hills.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella. Oh, fella. Easy, Scott. Easy, fella.
Well, Tonto, any news from town?
Ah. Sheriff Taylor leave town with posse. Them hunt Big Bill Munson.
Munson's smart, Tonto. He hears that the sheriff and his posse have left Frontier Town to track him down. He might decide to raid there.
And that's right. But sheriff have many men from ranches come to town while him gone with posse.
I see. Even so, the ranch hands aren't used to dealing with an organized gang like Munson's.
Maybe Munson not know about posse.
That's unlikely. Big Bill seems to have spies everywhere. We'll go to the outskirts of Frontier Town and make camp until the sheriff returns. Just in case anything happens.
Yes, sir. Easy, Bigfoot.
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Munson!
Come on, Scout!
That afternoon, in a hidden valley of the frontier Badlands beyond the old deserted Spanish fort, Big Bill Munson was playing solitaire in one of several shacks when a smooth-looking man entered.
Hi, Bowers. What's up?
I brought news from Frontier Town.
Good. Sit down.
Sheriff Taylor and a posse have left to hunt you and your gang.
You call that news? We're being hunted by lots of posses.
Sure. But don't you see, Bill? That leaves the town unprotected.
Uh-huh.
Look, I went to work in the Bright Lights Cafe as a gambler so I could tip you off, didn't I? Now when I bring you news,
hold your horses, Bowers. I'm interested. But I also got word from another one of the men that the sheriff brought in a bunch of cowpokes to stay while he's gone.
I know that. But before I left, I gave orders for them all to have drinks on the house, several of them. And when I get back, I'll see that they get more. Those cowpokes take it as a holiday. And if by nighttime they have plenty to drink...
I knew you were plenty smart when I hired you to work along with me. When do you think the posse will come back?
I heard one of his deputies say they'd be gone for about 24 hours. If you and the gang moved in tonight, you could easily
I'll think about it.
But the setup's perfect. Why can't you decide now?
Now, look, Bowers. I never take one man's word for things, see? I figure every man's got his price. You might have yours.
Now, listen here. If you think that...
Take it easy. I protect my gang and myself by being careful, that's all. I don't say you double-cross us any more than any of the others, but I take no chances.
Then what are you going to do?
I'll have a couple of others check on what you told me. Then I'll decide what we'll do. You'd better get back to town now and get them all drunk.
Later that afternoon, a Lone Ranger and Tonto, who had camped on the north side of town in a hidden cove, heard hoofbeats on the trail that led past the cove into town.
Someone's riding along the trail to town, Tonto.
Ah.
We can look through the brush without being seen. I'd like to know who it is. Don't recognize him. But he's not dressed like a cowhand.
Me know him, King Sabi.
Oh?
Him gambler, fella. Bright Lights Cafe.
I see. Strange that with all those cowhands in town ready and willing to spend their money, he should be away.
That right.
Otto, follow him into town. Let me know later what he does.
Me do it.
There's something I want to do. I'll meet you here at sundown to compare notes. All right, let's get started.
After he reached Frontier Town, Bowers the gambler spent the rest of the afternoon carrying out his plans in the Bright Lights Cafe, where most of the cowhands were gathered.
That does it. I win, men.
I'm cleaned out. You sure took us for plenty, mister.
Sure held the right cards.
Well,
Al. Don't worry, boys. Even if you are broke, you can have all the drinks you want on me.
Say now, that's right decent, don't you?
Yeah, it sure is, mister. Did you hear what he said, boys?
Yep, the drinks are on him. Let's go get them.
All right.
That's right. Go up to the bar and drink all you want. It'll help you forget your losses. How are you men coming along over at this table?
Fine, thanks to you, mister. You sure are free and easy with the drinks.
That's right, he is.
Bowers is an all right hombre, I say.
Thanks for the compliment. We're glad to have you men here to protect us from the Munson gang.
Just let them try to come here. We'll really give them a fight. Won't we, men?
We sure will.
I'm sure you will. Hey, barkeep.
Yes?
These men over here are ready for more drinks. Fill up their glasses.
Sure thing, Mr. Bowers. How about the men here at the bar?
Give them all they want. It's all on me.
Come on, men. Let me have your glasses. All of the drinks is on Mr. Bowers.
Hey, we won't forget you for this, mister. You're already might obliged for all the treating you've done.
Don't mention it, fella. Glad to do it. Have all you want and have fun.
Aye, sure.
Hey, talk to you, Mr. Bowers.
Sure. Come into the office. What is it you want?
My name's Jake. I'm with Big Bill.
Oh, I see.
He's found out you're on the level about what you told him. He says to keep on giving them all the drinks they want. He'll see you get back what it costs.
Good. Tell Big Bill the cowhands here are taking the whole thing as a holiday, as I told him before. If he decides to pull a raid, they won't be able to put up much of a fight by the time I'm through with him.
Yeah, I can see that.
After talking to me, be careful you're not seen and followed when you go to give the report.
Don't worry, I'm smart enough to cover up. Nobody's going to get wise, and I'm going to see Munson.
You go out the back way. I'll get back inside and see that the men keep drinking. I'll have everything ready when the time comes. Now get going.
At sundown, Tonto returned to the temporary camp north of Frontier Town and found the Lone Ranger waiting. The Indian told of what was going on in town.
So that's Munson's game, huh?
Fellow named Bowers give everybody much fire water. Me hear men say first time Bowers ever treat anyone.
He's definitely tied in with Munson. I'm certain of that, Tonto.
What you do while me go to town, Kimosabe?
Well, I backtracked on Bowers. Found that he had come from the Badlands beyond the old Spanish fort. Munson must have his hideout somewhere there. Knowing he'd have guards posted, I didn't try to go all the way.
That not good. You think maybe Munson gang make raid on Frontier Town?
Yes, I do, Tonto. I believe the raid will come tonight while the sheriff and the posse are away. Bowers is giving the cowhands drinks, so they won't be of much use in defending the town.
Not what me think.
See if you can trail the posse, Tonto, and warn Sheriff Taylor.
Me go now.
Hurry. You may find them in time.
And what you do if we don't get back in time?
I'll appeal to Yank Tarbear and his men for help. Perhaps we can hold Munson's gang off until help arrives. Get going, Tonto.
Adios.
Adios.
Get him up, scout.
Just after sundown, Jake, the outlaw spy, arrived at the hideout in front of Munson's shack.
Who there? Who, boy? Steady. Hi, boss.
Well, Jake, what'd you find out? Bowers is doing a good job with those cowpokes. He's got most of them dizzy on drinks already.
Fine. Sheriff and the posse ought to be a long way from the town by midnight.
Yeah, that's right. And by midnight, most of those cowhands who went there to protect the town ought to be pretty nigh useless, huh, Jake?
I'm sure of that.
All right, then. Get to the rest of the gang. Tell them we're leaving here in time to get to Frontier Town at midnight. That'll be the biggest raid and the biggest haul we've made yet.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. After Tonto had left to search for the sheriff and the posse, the Lone Ranger rode to the Lazy Y Ranch owned by Yank Tarbury. It was dark when he reined up before the ranch house.
Oh, sir, you're steady, be caught.
Well, what can I... The masked man!
Yes, Yank. It's some time since we met. You said if ever I needed your help...
Sure, and I meant it, too. What can I do for you?
I want you and all the men you have. I have reason to believe the Munson gang will raid Frontier Town sometime tonight.
But I heard the town was full of cowpokes from a lot of the nearby ranches. One of my men told me.
Yes, I know. Sheriff Taylor went with a posse hunting Munson. He arranged to have a lot of cowhands in town during his absence.
Well?
A gambler named Bowers, whom I suspect of being one of Munson's spies, had been passing out free drinks all afternoon. He rode in from the Badlands today, where I'm certain he went to talk to Munson.
Well, it would take more men than I've got to rout out Munson from the Badlands or to hold him off in the raid.
I've sent someone after the sheriff and the posse. If we could hold the gang off until they get to town,
well,
maybe we...
if they don't get back to town, it'll be sort of hopeless. But I'll come with my men anyhow.
I knew you would.
I'll go to the bunkhouse right now and get them together.
Good.
Then we'll ride with you back to town. If Munson and his gang show up, we'll do all we can to hold them off one way or another.
A few minutes later, Yank Tarbury entered the large bunkhouse of the Lazy Y.
Hi, boss. Hey. What's up? You look worried. Something wrong, Yank?
Well, listen, men. There's a friend of mine outside. One most of you'll recollect is having done us a good turn more than once in the past. He's my friend, the masked hombre that rides the white stallion.
Masked hombre, you say? Sure, we remember him. He saved Ma Tarbury from a train wreck.
Yep, that's right. Well, it seems like he got wind of the fact that the Munson gang might raid Frontier Town tonight.
Raid Frontier Town?
Sheriff Taylor brought in a lot of cowpokes from other ranches to keep watch while he went out with the posse. Seems like one of Munson's men has been mighty free with the drinks. Those cowpokes won't be fit to even handle a gun.
They should have known, sir.
Munson's plenty smart, looks like.
Hey, he's smart, all right. Our masked friend wants us to go with him to the edge of town in case a raid takes place. Now, it's up to you men. What do you say about it?
Munson's gang is mighty tough. They're killers, Yank, and lots of them, too.
We'll do whatever you say, Yank. How about it, boy?
All right, then. I knew you'd do it. Get your guns and then get your horses. We're leaving with the masked man right away, and... I want every last man of you to be ready to put up a good fight.
We'll fight!
A short time later, Yank Tarbury's men prepared to mount and follow Yank and the Lone Ranger.
All right, men, mount up.
Easy, Silver.
And you know what's expected of you.
That's right, Yank.
All ready, Tarbury?
Lead the way, Mash Man.
Come on, Silver! Yeah.
Meantime, some distance from Frontier Town in Southeast Hills, Sheriff Taylor and his men had stopped under the bright moon for a short rest. They rose to their feet and grasped their guns as they heard hoofs approaching.
I don't know who it is, but it looks like an Indian to me.
Yeah. I think it is an Indian, Sheriff.
Oh, Scott, hold on there. Hold
on there. Speak up quick, Indian.
Oh, wait, hold on there, Deputy. I know that Indian.
That right.
Tonto, what brings you here? How'd you find us?
Well, me follow sign you leave. Me come tell you, Munson get ready for raid on Frontier Town.
What?
That he says?
How do you know that, Indian? Who sent you to tell
me? Wait a minute. I'll do the talking. Did the masked man send you, Tonto?
And him say come quick. Maybe raid come tonight.
But I left a lot of cowhands in town just in case Munson does show up.
Man at Bright Lights Cafe. Give cowhands plenty fire water.
Great taste. Sheriff, one of Munson's men must have found out we left. And he's fixed it so the men in town won't be able to fight Munson and his gang.
That right. You get back to town quick.
Yeah, I might have known Munson have spies around here. Who is it that's giving away all that liquor?
Well, him gambler named Bowers.
Bowers, huh?
Ah.
He come to the Bright Lights Cafe for a job about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Munson's been planning this all that time.
That's what it is, Sheriff.
It's not good to talk. You come quick.
Yeah, Tonto's right. No time for palavering.
But we can't get back there for hours, even with hard riding, Sheriff.
That's right, we can't.
Well, if you raid tonight, we'll be too
Never mind the objections. Get to your horses and make it fast. The only thing we can do is make a try for it.
All right, I'll get your horse, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'll never hear the end of it if Munson gets away with a raid on Frontier Town. Say, Tonto, what my deputy said is right. We can't get back there for hours.
Well, maybe me no shortcut back.
If you do, so much the better.
Here's your horse, Sheriff.
Thanks. Now get on your own and hurry.
Right.
Mount up, man.
Right.
The Indian says he thinks he knows a shorter trail back to town, so we let him take the lead. Whatever way we go, you're sure in for some hard riding. Now let's go. Get up there. Get up.
Arriving at the edge of town with Yank Tarbury and his men, the Lone Ranger called a halt.
Oh, sir.
Well, what do we do now, mister?
Drift into town by twos and threes by the back trail. Leave your horses behind some of the buildings near the Bright Lights Cafe.
Yep. Good boy.
Then gradually slip into the cafe so that you're not noticed. Don't take anything to drink, but act like the others are acting. Though you've had too much.
Well, what if Munson and his gang stage the raid?
Munson will expect the men to be too overcome with drink to put up a fight. So he won't be prepared for one. That's when we go into action.
It might work. That's a good idea, mister.
There'll be a lot against us.
I'm counting on the element of surprise. Yank and I will stay at the back of the building on the outside. Munson will go into the cafe to check on the cowhands there.
All right, men. You heard the masked man's plan. Now, see that each of you do your part. If we can drive them out, at least we'll get down fighting. Now, what do you say?
All right, then. I'll start drifting into town a few at a time. I'll do everything we can to stop Munson.
Following the orders given by the Lone Ranger, the Lazy Y men entered town by the back trails, two and three at a time. Leaving their horses in dark spots convenient to the cafe, they were soon mingling with the others inside. Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Yank Tarbury reined up behind the cafe.
Oh, sir. Oh, yeah. It'll be kind of easy now. We'll leave the horses back here, Yank. Then we'll move in the shadows alongside the building and watch from there.
That's a good idea. A few men you place near the front will wait till they get word. What we do.
Good. Most of the others must be inside by now. Come on, have your guns handy.
I'm afraid it's hopeless to expect Tonto to find the posse and get him back here anytime soon.
I know, but we'll do what we can without them. All right, you can see the street from here.
Yeah.
We'll wait and watch.
Inside the Bright Lights Cafe, the men were boisterous and gay. Bowers was pleased with the result of his plan and passed among the men to make certain every glass was full.
Have a good time, men. Keep your glasses full at my expense.
Sure, sure. Thanks, mister.
We all think you're a fine hombre.
Thanks. I like to treat my friends. Get your glasses filled again when they're empty.
Hey, what's going on outside?
Gotta find out about it.
Wait, everybody. Better stay where you are. It might be the Munson gang.
Munson gang? Let them come. Who cares?
All right, you hombres. Toss down your guns.
Let him have some lead, boy.
Hold on.
Better do as he says, men. That's Big Bill Munson.
Big, go in and pick up that hardware.
There sure is a lot of it, boss.
Yes, but some of the men still have their guns.
Yeah, and we're keeping them. Take cover, you lazy white men.
Come in, boys, and clean them out. Hey, you. I thought these hombres were all fixed with drinking.
I thought so, too. Hey, look, coming in the front door.
Mask hombre.
Oh, you don't, Munson.
An hombre creased my arm. I'm getting out back.
I want you, Munson.
I'll get this one.
Hey, let go.
Munson went out the back. I was waiting for you to come out.
Good thing I ducked.
Dang it.
I got a gun in his bag, boss.
Good. Let him have a bullet, Jake. We have work to do inside.
In the darkness of the trees where he waited, just beyond the back door, the great horse Silver had seen the short struggle between the Lone Ranger and Munson. As Jake stepped out the door and placed a gun at the Lone Ranger's back, The gallant horse instinctively knew his master was in grave danger. Realizing instant action was needed, Silver leaped forward and with a loud whinny brushed against Jake and the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger saw the stallion coming and was prepared. As Silver reached their side, the Lone Ranger jumped sideways, but Jake was sent sprawling to the ground.
Look out! That fool horse!
Oh, you won't!
As the Lone Ranger landed a terrific blow on Munson's gun arm, Silver swung around and stood over the fallen Jake menacingly.
Jake, you fool, why don't you do
it? Stallion! He's the killer! Get him away!
Watch him, Silver.
Munson, the sheriff and the posse, they've come back.
Good. Stand over there with Munson, Bowers. The sheriff will be glad to see both of you.
Within a short time, the fight was over. The sheriff's men and those of the Lazy Y Ranch had rounded up the Munson gang and taken them to the jail. In the sheriff's office, Sheriff Taylor, Yank Tarbury, and the outlaw chief were facing one another.
Well, Munson, at last you met your match.
Yeah, it wasn't you that did it, Sheriff.
It's a good thing you got back when you did, Sheriff. Things weren't going so well with my men inside there.
Tonto, the Indian friend of the masked man, showed us a short trail back. Things were sure popping when we come into town, I can tell you.
Yeah. There was the mask, hombre. Calm as you please. Out back, holding the gun on Munson, Jake, and Bowers. Had them all wrapped up for you.
Don't forget he had help out there, that horse, Silver. I've a mind to make that stallion a deputy someday.
How come a masked owl hoot like that was helping a sheriff against me and my gang, anyway?
Haven't you heard, Munson? That's no owl hoot. That's the rootinest, tootinest hombre ever to carry a gun. That's the Lone Ranger.
This is a copyrighted feature originated by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.